the complete works of William Shakespeare, as told by... Tonight's episode, Much Ado About Nothing. I love this play. It's like a warm comforter or a nice bit of chocolate chip cookies. It's just a great play. It's a comedy and yet with the melodramatic elements and everything, unlike say the Romeo and Juliet fake death stuff that leads to actual death. This I think people are a little more realistic about the whole death thing, which you know, it's a fake death and they're bummed, they're gonna mourn the girl, but you know, they're not gonna, Claudio's not gonna kill himself. It's much more manageable, I think. Much Ado About Nothing, written about 1598. It opens with Don Pedro, Prince of Aragon, returning with his men to Messina after a successful campaign in which one of his men, Claudio, has really shined. Claudio is coming back and actually falls for Hero, who he had affections for but viewed her with the heart of or the eyes of a soldier, and now that he's back in peace, he really realizes that she's really the one and wants to get married. His buddy Benedict, who is a married jester but is a really good guy, thinks that's ridiculous and thinks love is ridiculous and why would you want to do that, and so he keeps trying to talk him out of it. But pretty much Claudio asked Don Pedro to woo Hero for him. You know, then give her to him, which he agrees to do. Meanwhile, Don John, the bastard brother of Don Pedro, who is just a bastard and a jerk and is a villain, and he seems to thrive on just causing problems for everybody. He conspires to ruin all of this, and his first attempt in which he tells Claudio that Don Pedro is wooing Hero on his own behalf and is not, in fact, trying to win Hero for Claudio, is believed and then quickly thwarted, in that friendship is constant in all other things save in the office and affairs of love. Therefore, all hearts in love use their own tongues. Let every eye negotiate for itself and trust no agent. This is what Claudio says when he hears from his man, Don John. Benedict quickly reconciles all the problems and says, what are you talking about? That's not what's happening. Don Pedro tells Claudio that's not what's happening. And so they go on and they announce that they're going to get married. In the meantime, during all of this, Benedict's old flame, Beatrice, and they were only sort of seeing each other. Beatrice has a line that says, indeed, my lord, he lent it, being his heart, to me a while, and I gave him use for it, a double heart for his single one. Mary, once before he won it of me with false dice. Therefore, your grace may well say I have lost it. So that, you know, they were together at one point, but they're both they're meant for each other. They're destined for each other. They're great characters, and they're very merry, and they treat life and deal with things sort of with a good attitude. And so Don Pedro and his men, Claudio and even Hero's father and Leonardo and Antonio, I think. Antonio, I believe, is Beatrice's father. They conspire to get the two together by telling the other one that the other one likes them and is too scared to say it, which is true, but is not true. They haven't actually told these fellas and these women that they actually do like the other. So they're sort of playing Cupid, and it's you know, the traps of men and women to win these hearts. So. It goes on, and Don John decides that he's really going to get Claudio and Hero, and his man, and he come up with a scheme where his man is going to seduce Margaret, the serving woman of Hero, and have her outside Hero's window and cry Hero as she is copulating with his man. And Don John comes up with a scheme to have the prince and Claudio see this, and so that effectively they will know that Hero is not virtuous, and Claudio will reject her in public, and it'll be a scandal, it'll be terrible, and Don John will get a big laugh out of it. Things go pretty much that way. that's what happens. In the meantime, Benedict and Beatrice are sort of talking to each other and not talking to each other, and sort of dancing, and it's a nice little romance that's going on there. Claudia rejects Hero at the wedding, and she faints and swoons, and the priest claims that she's died from a broken heart and from insult, and there are questions about, you know, how could you say this? It's not true. And then there are people saying, yes, it is true, and they're saying they saw her at the window, and so they come up with a scheme, the priest, that Hero is dead, mainly to buy time to find out what actually happened and to let the people sort of calm down, and Claudia realize that he really should love Hero if he does love Hero. In the meantime, Dogberry, the prince's constabulary, constabulary. Oh mercy, that's gonna sound terrible. He and his men capture Don John's man and overhear him and get the truth out of him. And so as they try and get that information to the prince, you know, things are going on. Beatrice and Benedict share a nice little scene, and Beatrice says, if I were a man, I would kill Claudio. I would defend Hero's honor. This is slanderous. This is terrible. And, you know, Benedict says he loves Beatrice. If that's what she wants, you know, he'll do whatever she says. And she says, well, I want you to challenge Claudio and avenge my cousin, Hero. And Benedict says, anything but that. What else can I do? And she says, then you don't really love me. And finally, Benedict gives in and says, fine, then I will challenge Claudio, my friend, because for you. And it's really, you know, a sweet little scene. Because it's really, those two kids, they really got a shot. Benedict challenges Claudio and, you know, is ready to do it and defend it, defend Hero's honor. When the truth comes out, Dogberry brings Don John's man, and the truth comes out, and they're keeping up the charade, and Claudio and the prince feel terrible, you know. So Leonardo, Hero's father, says, "Well, you need to tell everyone in the street that my daughter is good and virtuous, and that you need to go and lay wreaths at her grave and you know, show remorse. And what you can do is tomorrow you can come to the chapel and marry Beatrice, since you can't marry my dead daughter, but you can marry her." Claudio agrees to do that, and so the next day they come. There's been revelations that both Beatrice and Benedict have written sonnets to each other but are too scared to give them to each other, which pays off in a second as the bride's veil is lifted and it's Hero and everybody's happy and it's joyful and that's great. So they get married, Beatrice and Benedict. Their sonnets come out by their friends, revealing that each one had written the sonnets. And even though they didn't want to admit to each other that they had feelings for each other, their own hands have proven it. So they get married, and everyone gets married. Don John is captured, and Benedict promises the prince that he'll devise brave punishments for him, but in the meantime they should dance. Benedict also says that to the prince that he should get thee a wife. Get thee a wife, there is no staff more reverend than one tipped with horn. It's a cuckoldry and all that sort of stuff. It's a great play. I love it. It's a good play. You should read it. Great lines. I love Benedict's. Your answer, sir, is enigmatical. And actually, my favorite line, I think, from Benedict is, no, I was not born on a rhyming planet, nor I cannot woo in festival terms, which I think is truly, truly great, great writing. So kudos on this one, Shakespeare. It's pretty great. It's fun. It's not too melodramatic. It's not too crazy. You know, it's got a timeless quality to it, and it's great. Big thumbs up. Many stars. All that jazz. Complete works of William Shakespeare as told by me, Kevin Hannah.